and Clark. What a blessing that was. It lifted my heart to the Lord. And what a privilege and joy to be with you at Southeastern Seminary. I've often longed to come to the campus and to sense and be a part of the ministry that the Lord's doing here. And this is my first time. So what a privilege and exciting joy it is to be with you and to get to renew fellowship with friends like Dr. Louis Drummond. Thank you, Dr. Drummond, for the gracious introduction this morning, and then with Dr. Wayne McDill and others on the faculty. Wayne and I served in Texas some years ago when he directed evangelism, and he was such an encouragement to me. Then your president, Dr. Drummond, has always been such a role model and a blessing through his writings on revival and on the thrust of evangelism and reaching our world for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm excited about what I'm seeing happening in the lives of students here as I've met you and hear and feel the heartbeat that the Lord has given to you in reaching people for the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to bring you greetings from the Home Mission Board, from Dr. Larry Lewis, and from your Home Mission Board, your team, who works together with you to reach America for Jesus Christ under that fourfold assignment of getting the gospel to every person in America through evangelization, in helping every church become a growing, vital, dynamic, life-filled church of our Lord Jesus, and then to see a New Testament, Bible-believing church planted in every community across America and continue in caring ministry to touch every life with the loving touch of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the work that you have and we have through the Home Mission Board. I want to thank you for your prayers, for your going and participating in reaching people for Christ, and then for your giving in order that others may be sent where you and I cannot go. Thank you. Thank you for your continued support, for your love, and for your upholding our missionaries, 4,573 home missionaries across the United States. And I would like to just say to you that the cooperative program and the Annie Armstrong Home Mission offering, as far as home missions are concerned, are the basic methods of support. Recently at Ridgecrest, Dr. Lyle Schaller, the church growth expert and renowned leader in America, was asked the question by some of our people, what do you attribute Southern Baptists continuing on faithful mission for Christ and evangelism, church planting and missions? And Dr. Schaller said, I attribute it largely to the emphasis on the cooperative program. Can you believe that? Now, here is an outside observer telling us Southern Baptists that our cooperative program of cooperative work and giving and prayer is the thing that's kept Southern Baptists on target in the mission of Christ in America and around the world. I appreciated that, Dr. Drummond, that evaluation and response. This morning, turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus was on the cross. They had driven the nails through his hands and his feet. They had crowned him with a crown of thorns. On the cross he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? In that moment, God was doing a miracle that only God could do. As he reached out through all of time, down to you and you and you and me, and brought together the guilt of all the sin of all mankind of all time, and concentrated the guilt of our sin into the very body of his beloved Son. In all eternity, the fellowship between God the Father and God the Son had been one. But suddenly, God, who cannot look upon sin, withdrew himself from his own Son to allow Christ to become sin on that cross for you and me. And he who knew no sin became sin for us. He cried, it is finished. Not the desperate groan of defeat, but the triumphant shout of glory from our blessed Lord. As he said, I've done what I came to do. I provided the way for man to come to God. And as he drew his last breath, he dismissed his spirit, saying, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. They took him down from the cross. They laid him in the tomb. They rolled a stone over its mouth. They sealed it with a Roman seal. They set a guard around the tomb. He was dead. They would keep him dead. But all the forces of earth and hell could not keep Jesus in that tomb. On the third day, by the mighty power of God, he came forth in glorious resurrection triumph to guarantee resurrection power for every one of us who would follow him. I tell you, that's glory ground. For 40 days, Jesus met with his followers. By many infallible proofs, he showed himself alive from the dead. He gave them instructions, commands, and then he gathered them on that last day on the mount and said to them, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Having spoken those final words to his followers, words of vision, words of mission, words of direction, words that would be burned indelibly upon their mind as priority, suddenly the scripture says he was taken up from them and a cloud received him out of their sight. Then two men in white clothing stood by them and said, you men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into the heavens? This same Jesus who was taken up from you will so come in like manner as you've seen him go away. And our glorious Lord is coming again. He said, I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men to me. I remind you today, he has been lifted up on that cross from the grave to the right hand of the Father. And he will be lifted up as he comes again in glorious power. He's Lord of lords and King of kings. He will be lifted up. But it remains for you and me in this day of ours to move forth into a world under the mission of Jesus, carrying out that strategy of our Lord to reach every person in our world with the gospel in this generation. Our Lord has done all that needs to be done to bring this world to him in salvation. Except one thing. Get the gospel to every person. That's our assignment. Dr. Roy Fish says that the strategy of Jesus here in Acts chapter 1 verse 8 is a go-tell strategy. It's a go-tell strategy. It can be summarized in those two words. Go, tell. Say that with me. Go, tell. That's the mission of every Christian. But Dr. Fish also says that our problem in modern American Christianity today is that we have a subtle reversal of that strategy. We have short-circuited the power to reach our world because we have reversed the strategy by making it not a go-tell strategy, but a come-here strategy. We simply schedule our meetings, a preacher to preach, a teacher to teach, and send out the promotional material, come and hear the preacher preach, come and hear the teacher teach, and they will tell you how to be saved. Now, is that good or bad? Well, that's good. Don't stop it, for goodness sakes, that's all some are doing. But that's a strategy that will never reach our world for Christ. Dr. Leighton Ford says that Acts chapter 1, verse 8 could be called the strategy of total evangelism. That is, total evangelism involves the total penetration of our world with the gospel in this generation. Total penetration of our world with the gospel, that is, confronting every individual in our world with the claims of Jesus Christ on his or her life in such a way that they can, with understanding, say yes or no to those claims. Jesus gave that strategy to a little handful of people no larger than is here in this chapel service today. Impossible! Such a small group of people, such ordinary people, impossible! And yet, they did what he said. Consequently, here we are on the other side of the earth today in 1991 in the chapel at Southeastern Seminary, praising the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, realizing that the strategy has never changed, that it's still the same. That we are to practice that strategy of total penetration of our world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, if that's done, it cannot be done by professional clergy only. Preachers from the pulpit will never fulfill the mission of Jesus. The people are not coming to hear us preach. That is, most of them aren't. If it's done, it'll be done through total participation of the body of Christ in witness. Total participation of the membership of our churches in witness for Christ. Now, the strategy given is a local church strategy. It was given to the local church in Jerusalem. Jesus laid out the plan, and the spread of the gospel followed that pattern. He said, in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. The local church in Jerusalem began by saturating their Jerusalem with the gospel. Every person in Jerusalem knew about the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus and his claims upon the life. That gospel witness, so ignited with Holy Spirit power, overflowed out of Jerusalem through Judea into Samaria and around the earth. Now, the strategy hasn't changed. God has the team that can literally reach America almost overnight for Jesus Christ. Seminary students, I am encouraged in the Lord. God has the team that can reach America almost overnight. Where's the team? It's those local churches dotting our countrysides and in our cities all over our land. Those local churches filled with believing people of God, filled with an army for God that can literally take every community for Christ. Where's the army? It's right out in front of the preachers every Sunday morning. It's that mighty army of lay people who, if we get back to the strategy of Jesus, Jesus says, witnessing is every Christian's job. You shall be witnesses unto me, said Jesus. You who? You preachers? Yes. But not just the preachers. Every one of you. By virtue of who you are in me and who I am in you, Jesus is saying, you are my witness. It is not an option. Now, you and I would say, like they must have felt, impossible, we can't do it. But he gave us one word for confidence, one word for hope and encouragement. He said, you shall receive what? Power. The missing element in multitudes of our churches is that mighty Holy Spirit power. Oh, you shall receive power. And we gather in little groups oftentimes and say, oh Lord, send the Holy Spirit. Well, this book says he's already sent him. That if you're saved and if I'm saved, he lives, he resides in us. Dr. Wayne McDill wrote one time, he not only wants to reside in us, he wants to preside over us. And in our lives and in our churches, as we simply come to him in confession of our sin that so short-circuits the power, confession of sin and claiming his fullness,
then we too, like they in the early chapters of Acts, can speak the word with boldness, being filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Boldness is not brashness. Boldness is not browbeating and arm twisting and collar grabbing. Boldness, the word bold, the Greek word simply means the unhindered, free flow. Do you know what keeps us and our people from witnessing and winning souls? It's not. The problem is not in the lost out there. They're reachable. They're open. The problem is in here. In us in here. We need that fullness of the Holy Spirit that will allow us simply to be what we are, to break down the barriers of pride and of fear. And because we love Jesus and love people, we simply can be who and what we are and let that outflow of the overflow, of the inflow of His love and power within us spread to every person. Getting the gospel of Jesus to every person. Would you pray with me and for us, and together, would you pray that God would move to spiritually awaken that army for God and to call to arise that army for God and to get us out where the people are, filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking the word of our Lord with boldness. Lord, do it in me. Lord, make me conscious that my life influences every person I meet. Oh Lord, make me conscious that every person I meet may be a divine appointment with an opportunity to share Jesus. And Lord, give that consciousness to every student in this room, every professor. And Lord, the speed of the leader, the speed of the team, if people are going to do it, leaders have to do it. Leaders have to lead the way. Oh God, raise up leaders in this seminary who will lead churches and lead people across our land to take every community in America for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for this seminary. May your hand of blessing overshadow it. May your anointing be upon Dr. Drummond and on all the professors and all of the leaders. Oh God, give wisdom, love, discernment to the trustees. And God, we pray that you will use this seminary for the glory of Jesus and for the salvation of multitudes of souls. In His name, amen. Thank you for allowing me to come.